Unionized newspaper reporters are not plentiful in Central Virginia, but they can now be found in Charlottesville, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this story is from the Daily Progress. I'm not exactly sure who wrote it because it didn't have a byline, and it's only three paragraphs long. But it's about the newsroom of the Charlottesville newspaper deciding to vote a union to represent itself in negotiations and contract negotiations with the newspaper owners, which is BH Media. That's Warren Buffett's company.
They are calling their organization the Blue Ridge Guild. And as you indicated, the newspaper's own report on this was fairly terse.
There wasn't much in the paper about this. Kind of had to go poke around the internet on the News Guild, which is published by the Communication Workers Union, which is this guild will be a part of. It says the vote was 12 to 1. So it was 13 reporters, photographers, and other non-editor types in the newsroom who decided to take this step.
It's well known, I suppose, that newspapers are facing tough times and layoffs are common. It's not entirely clear what effect organizing might have on all this.
Newspaper guilds are not a big thing in Virginia, and so we'll find out what this is going to mean. The union paper quoted a reporter, Nolan Stout. He's the Charlottesville city reporter, saying, this is the first step in ensuring the sustainability of a vibrant newspaper in Charlottesville.
The next step will be to negotiate a contract with BH Media, which is also in negotiation with another new union shop, that one being its flagship paper in Omaha. The Washington County Courthouse in Abingdon no longer meets the county's needs, so the supervisors want to renovate it or relocate operations. Voters will have to make that decision under state law. And David, in Virginia, these things can get complicated.
Right. This story is from the Bristol Herald Courier by Joe Tennis. On Tuesday, voters in Washington County will be asked a pretty simple question. Do you want to float some bonds, $30, $40 million in bonds, to move the courthouse from its historic setting and on Courthouse Hill? The courthouse has been there since 1868, across town, next to the interstate, in an old Kmart building. The advocates for this move say, you know, the current courthouse, it was built at a time that couldn't envision the need for security. There's cramped quarters, there's a maze of hallways, and there's no parking. They say this old Kmart is just the perfect answer. There's plenty of space, and there's 350 parking places.
But it seems, though, that the town of Abingdon is not on board.
The town takes pride in the history of its courthouse. Right there in front of it is a state historical marker about how the building was dedicated on July 4th, 1868. The town's kind of hasn't really been too helpful to the county in trying to seek the zoning approval it would need to move.
So they need approval by the voters, and they need a zoning favor from the town, which they may or may not get. And state law says if it doesn't all work out this time, they have to wait 10 years before they can put the question to the voters again.
The fallback plan is if this fails, then the county will have to find ways to renovate the existing courthouse.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.